ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 25.
Yes.
Narada uvacha Ittham puranjanam nari Yachamanam adhiravat abhyanandata tambiram hasanti viramohita narada uvacha ittam puranjana nari Yajamanam abhiravata abhyanandavata tambiram hasanti viramohita narada uvacha ittam puranjanam nari Yachamanam adhiravat Abhyananda datta tambiram Ashanti viramohita Narada uvacha The great sage Narada continued to speak. Itam Upon this,
Puranjanam,
unto Puranjana,
Nari,
the woman,
Yachamanam,
begging,
Adhiravat,
being too impatient,
Abhyanandata,
she addressed,
Tam, him.
Viram, the hero. Ashanti, smiling.
Vira,
all hero.
Mohita,
being attracted by him.
Translated
by his language. Narada continued, my dear king, when Puranjana became so attractive, impatient to touch the girl and enjoy her, the girl also became attracted by his words and accepted his request by smiling. By this time, she was certainly attracted by the king. Purport. By this incident, we can understand that when a man is aggressive and begins to woo a woman, the woman becomes attracted to the man. This process is described in the Bhagavatam 5.5.8 as Pumsa Striya Mohita Bhavam Etam. This attraction is enacted on the platform of sexual life. Thus, the sex impulse is the platform of material engagement. This conditioned life, the platform of material sense enjoyment, is the cause of forgetfulness of Krishna. Of spiritual life. In this way, a living entity's original Krishna consciousness becomes covered by or converted into material consciousness. Thus, one engages in the business of sense gratification. Any questions? Because he says it all in the purport. So this, we are all familiar with this. Purport. Material world means these two things. It's demoniac and divine. It runs in two tracks. Divine and demoniac. You can rise above or you can go downwards. There's not much of a choice. You can be happy or you can be unhappy. But sometimes people ask, are you happy? And you don't have much of a choice. You can be happy or unhappy. You can choose one of them. So, similarly, we need to understand the platform of Krishna consciousness is the platform of joy. spiritual happiness, spiritual joy. That joy, spiritual happiness, is the real happiness that we are looking for, longing for. That happiness comes from chanting, associating sadhu sangha, associating, reading scriptures, chanting Hare Krishna. There's so much more higher pleasure that you get, the pleasure that you can get in the material world. So the spiritual pleasure is what Bhagavatam is stressing on. So they have to, Bhagavatam has to speak both. Two sides of the coin. So it's not like, so when we experience the material happiness in the material world, this world is created for us to find out the absolute truth. That absolute truth is Bhagavan. We are fed up with the material enjoyment in the material world, then we take to shelter of Krishna. Material world is a place of misery. The kalayam sansatam. The living entity don't give up. They want to continue to squeeze the material pleasure. Even though we know that there is divine energy, there is divine pleasure, but still we look towards, away from that pleasure to look elsewhere, to look for material pleasure. And material happiness in this world, we all know this very hardship. It doesn't come easy. Just for a little bit of material enjoyment, people have to work very hard. Very hard. Even foaming at the mouth. Working, laboring every day. I was just talking this morning on the way here in the car with Prabhu, and how it is such a ludicrous enjoyment, but people still pursue on. They don't give up. Even though the spiritual world is so much full of happiness, it's not that we're talking about the spiritual world so far away. You can experience that happiness right here, in the temple. This is why Krishna came in the material world 5,000 years ago, to tell us, come to me, surrender to me. He said, come to me, serve me, become my devotee, worship me. Man manabhava mad bhakta. The enjoyment in the material world is mixed. It's not full enjoyment. It's mixed. So that's why spiritual happiness, right from beginning, the first step you take is to chant Hare Krishna, you will feel that happiness. Fully. Full of enjoyment. Why would devotees keep chanting Hare Krishna for 40 years, 50 years? Because don't they get fed up chanting Hare Krishna? I come here in the temple, we all witnessed it last night. Chanting, you're all mad. And one Mataji was singing here, I always saw her before. She's very, very nice Mataji devotee, and always very soft and hardly ever speak. And I thought, wow, this is very exhibiting the quality of a beautiful devotee. Then I saw her sitting there, like really full on. Like, I thought, wow, I had a wrong idea. But, they're experiencing spiritual happiness. So that's what I said. So this is the same Mataji I saw her before. She was like really quiet and peaceful. And she was like, wow, she's really full on, like in rock and roll. So when we take shelter of Krishna, when we chant Hare Krishna, we're not no longer in the material world anymore. Spiritual consciousness uplifts us. Like you're down here, we're jumping in the air. That's what we're trying to do. We are trying to reach that happiness. We're trying to reach that glories of Krishna, the lotus feet of Krishna. There's no room for Maya. When you came in last night here in the temple, everyone's so wild out. And no one here can think of another thing. Mind is packed with Krishna consciousness. Packed. Package deal. We're giving you a package deal of Krishna consciousness. I remember the first time I was singing in Mayapur, the first time I was singing the chanting Hare Krishna, but they said Prabhupada was coming down from his room from upstairs in Mayapur. And they know this guy here, this boy here, they're like really full on. So they asked me to sing. He's singing, Jai Prabhupada, he's coming down, quick. And I didn't know how to play Madanga, I was just bashing it. But that's how they used to do in the early days. Whoever can be full on, they're a real good player. So I said, oh, yeah, Prabhupada. And I was like, really full on. And this is Prabhupada coming down. And he kind of stopped on the step. And I don't know what he was doing. And he was looking at me, saying, this guy's pagal. He's so crazy. And then the Bhagavad class was over, and they said, you sing again. Jai Prabhupada. He's going upstairs now, going back to his room. So we sing. So I was singing. And then they said, he was already in his room. So they said, that's enough. That's stop now. He said, let's get carrying on. So I was really riled up. So the way to be Krishna conscious, Utsaha Nishaya Daya, through your enthusiasm. The key point of Krishna consciousness, the enthusiasm. There's no room for you to just whinging. Ah, Prabhu, I'm sick. Oh, Prabhu, I... None of that. Be enthusiastic. Like you go to work. You don't have time to be, you know, whinging around. Your boss wants to see you. You're happy. You're jolly. You come to work. You dress up nicely. Just like we do. So, Krishna consciousness is full of joy. Either you're experiencing or not, that is your problem. It's all here. It's all package is given to us by the acharyas. The full package, Krishna consciousness, is right here with us. There's no room to look around elsewhere. Right here. You go there to work, but you come here for spiritual enlightenment, spiritual joy. That's right here. So spiritual life is where we actually belong, is where our real business is. Our real business is Yuga Dharma, is the Dharma of chanting Hare Krishna, the associating our devotees, being with Krishna. To be with Krishna in the spiritual world starts right here. No, Badme. When I'm 70, 60, I will take up religion. Now let me enjoy. Where is the enjoyment in the material world? You tell me. If there is so much enjoyment, why are people running to the temple? I remember in Mayapur, I used to take tour. All the in Calcutta people, take them to Mayapur in the Prabhupada Express bus. And they all tell me, oh, we are so stressed here in Calcutta, we work so hard, and we are foaming at the mouth. We want to go to Mayapur for Santi, to be peaceful, relaxed. So it's to bring them from Calcutta to Mayapur. So exactly, you all know that there is no enjoyment in the material world. Attraction for sense enjoyment is the reason why we are here in the material world. We want to imitate Krishna. Krishna is the enjoyer. We are not the enjoyer. Like I said before, hundreds of times, we are simply the servant of Krishna. Jive Sarupai Krishna Nitadar. A servant can never be a master. It's like a mosquito, it comes on your skin and then start drinking blood. You go, quack! Mosquito is finished, isn't it? And wagging the tail and drinking your blood. So the material world is just giving us the pain. You can smash it by chanting Hare Krishna. You can step over it. It's not a big deal. Sense enjoyment is nothing. Flickering happiness, Krishna. Mind is flickering. As soon as you chant Hare Krishna, jump up and down. How long can you live in this world? Oh yeah, 1,000 years? No one can live for 1,000 years. Raise your hand if you can live for, you know, like 100 years. Everybody's dying before the age of 100. We're meant to live for 100 years, but we're falling victim to death before that. We are here for such a short time. Take up this Krishna consciousness blissfully. Enjoy Krishna consciousness. This is the only enjoyment. Well, I remember when I came to Australia, and you know, we all brahmacharis all sit together, and after the coming from Sankirtan, we all sit and take prasadam. It was such a blissful activity. Sit together and talk and take prasadam. This is what Krishna does in the spiritual world. They're sitting with cowherd boys and enjoying their lunch. This is what we are meant to do. Enjoyment. Only enjoyment. Devotees don't work hard. You go to work, but in your mind you're thinking, I want to go to the temple. I want to be with the devotees. I want to generate. I can't wait. You're just working just for a livelihood. But your real business is to be with the devotee, with Krishna in the spiritual world. Spiritual world is full of joy. It's full of happiness. It's like we're cooking here, tons of food, prasadam, tons. And you eat big plate, and every day. So at the end of your life, collect all those plate. How much you ate. It'll be mountain of food you ate. Isn't it? Every one of you. If you have the power, bring back all the food you ate, it'll be a mountain. How much food do you eat? Bullock cart, full. And amount of sleep you sleep. You calculate from the time you're born till you die, how much sleeping you did. It's half of your life gone sleeping. No time to sleep, Prabhu. You need to wake up to chant Hare Krishna. Life is really short. This is what Prahlad Maharaj said. Komara acharet pragyan, dharman bhagavata. Practice Krishna consciousness from the early age, from childhood. Like I said this morning, there's half the temple was kids. Everyone had kartal and gong and wampers. They were really going for it. You know. I couldn't rile up because you're all riling up already. So this is how it is. You practice Krishna consciousness from early age. Not only in the temple, in your home. You go to a devotee's home, you have the deity. I went to one home to do this candle offering, puja. They had heaps of deities. First room I walked in, Jagannath, and then Gornithai, and many deities. Then I went in the main room. They had Gornithai, Jagannath, and then Radha Krishna, all the deities. So I was thinking, wow, this is like, there's no room for your home to be Maya because they have so much Krishna consciousness. And they are really nice devotees. They had Govardhan Puja on Tuesday. So I went there. Govardhan Hill, it was as big as temple Govardhan Hill. So much food there. And it was a small family. Like, so they invited some of us, maybe about 20 of us. And I said, I did the program and I was going home. Coming back home. They packed me this much food. I still have it. I said, how can I eat? So I gave it to the neighbors. They had this much food. And I bake back every day I was bringing back. They said, where do you get it from? I said, I have Diwali party every day. You guys have Chinese New Year once a year because they're Chinese people. And she said, I've been eating your food like every day for the last week. She had prasadam and her family. So there's tons of ways to preach Krishna consciousness. So the material enjoyment in the material world is very limited. Limited. Like if you take a finger, you can bite it. Doesn't taste good, but it'll hurt you. Put it in a fire, it'll burn your finger. Put a salt over it after you cut it. There's tons of ways it can hurt your finger and your body. How many ways can you enjoy your finger? Very little. You can serve, you can touch. That's it. So the suffering is much more than the enjoyment. So our body belongs to our Guru Maharaj. Our body belongs to Krishna. It's Krishna's property. It's not our property. But we are thinking, I'm so good. My body is so good. And you spend so much money to take care of yourself. Putting makeup, this and that. Hours and hours. Prabhu's ready to go and you are still in front of the wardrobe making up. And how many saris you got? God knows. How many dhoti? I have not bought a dhoti for the last 10 years because everybody gives me silk and stuff like that I don't even wear it. So much, big wardrobe. This is all devotees that gave. They said, every time they go to Mayapur, oh Prabhu, this is a gift for you. I said, I had enough. So if you serve Krishna, He will give you so much more. But we're thinking, I need some more. Yeah? That story from the Ramayana. You know, he used to kill the animal in half and leave them to die, suffering. And then Narada Muni came by and said, what are you doing? Are you going to suffer for all this? He said, no, I need to feed the family. So you can feed the family another way. Legitimate job. So Hare Krishna, we don't have our job. You know, you teach yoga. Not we sell liquor or work in a butcher shop. Legitimate job that, you know, bring money for to maintain the family. And so he said, no, I have to kill them half and all this and bring, you know, feed family. He said, no, you have to suffer karma for that. And he said, no, I don't believe in the karma. He said, no, you have to suffer the karma. So he, Narada Muni, he showed him this Valmiki Muni, before he was Valmiki Muni. What's his name? Megari. Yeah. And so he showed him all those animals that he killed. In the next life, they will be torturing him. He had mystic power. So he said, wow. So then he said, how to stop that? He said, you go to your family and tell them that you are not going to do this anymore. If they actually take your karma or not. Because he was telling him, he said, no, don't worry, my family will take the karma, they share with me. He said, no, you go ask them if they actually take it or not. So he said, okay. And so he went to, he told him, you wait here, I tied him up, you wait here, you don't run away. So he went to his house and he asked his wife, I'm maintaining you, I have to bring money to take care of you, and I have to kill animals and all these things. Would you take karma for that? You share the karma with me. She said, you maintain me and everything and it's good, but when it comes to karma, sorry, we can't do that. That's your job. Karma I can't take. No, sorry, that's your business. So he was like shocked. Then he went to his son. He said, no, we are feeding you, I'm bringing money to feed you. And he said, would you take the karma for, share the karma for what I'm doing? He said, no, that's your business. You maintain us, but we can't take your karma for that. So he was really woken up. Then he came back. He came back running to Narada Muni. He said, fell down at his feet. He said, you're right. So what do I do now? He said, throw away your bow and arrow. Throw it away. And he chanted Hare Krishna. He chanted Ram. And he had a Tulsi plant, like we have here, Tulsi plant, and he was worried that how am I going to feed the family? How am I going to get food? And then everybody in the village, they found out this guy, he was killing the animals and people, they all scared of him. He was a dacoit, like a big dacoit, rogue. So they all were coming to see him and bringing bag of rice, dal, and whatever, money, they would give him. So he had a big hut, and his hut was filled with rice, like we have gulrum, vegetables. He didn't know what to do with it. He started Food for Life. So if you chant Krishna's name, if you chant his name, Krishna will provide. So the problem is we have the desire. The problem is we have attachment in our heart. Attachment for saint enjoyment. That is blocking it. When he's swimming in the river to get across to the other side, if there's a lot of weed, you have to get rid of the weed to make yourself smooth swimming to get across. So those weeds are sitting in our heart. They're blocking us from progress in Krishna consciousness. Those weeds are material desire. Desire to enjoy this body. Desire to enjoy the body of other body. So this goes on and on. The cycle of birth and death. Why we are here? Because to fulfill those desires in our heart. Satisfy those desires. Sometimes there's so many desires, it's mentioned like the root of a tree. Like a branch of a tree looks nice, you look under, there's so many branches. The root is going everywhere. It's very hard to root them out. Deep down, those roots desire for home, for family, for children, for money, for another home, and just on and on. Material desire is like the root of a tree. It's a grass, you can pull it out, but it's big root, it's not easy to pull them out. So, Krishna consciousness is giving us the higher taste. We are in the process of pulling out those roots, clearing the way, so you can smooth swimming across this material world, to go back to Krishna. How wonderful it is. And that's very simple. Chanting and dancing. Harinam, Sankirtan. Like they're all doing it. It's so simple. Just get ahead. You don't need to go to the university. Just chanting Hare Krishna. Come in the temple, chant Hare Krishna, associate devotee. That's a simple process. It's mentioned, ocean becomes the hoof print of a cow. You can easily jump over. You cannot swim across the ocean. But when you take shelter of Krishna, by the mercy of Krishna, the ocean shrinks, become the size of the hoof print of a cow. You can jump over easily. So the ocean of material suffering, the ocean of material world becomes shrinks. You've done so many bad karma before you join Hare Krishna. World full of sinful place, sinful activities. You know, all the sinful activity is killing of animal, ahimsa, killing animals, abortion. And this is on and on. Liquid, you know, intoxication. So, sinful activity can only be stopped when we take shelter of Krishna. The enjoyment, you have to seek that enjoyment, that spiritual happiness. Yeah. Everyone in this material world, paramatta, they become mad after sense gratification. Mad. Practically mad. The Goswamis of Vrindavan, hey Radhe, hey Vrajadevi K, where are you? Are you under this tree? Are you under this hill? We are running mad after sense enjoyment. Where is this? Where is money? Where is money? You see, like in India, at the end of the day, I remember I went to one man's house to make life simple, and he was counting money at the end of the day. Big stack of money. Counting. And he wouldn't give to Krishna. All this money is for him. So, the result of material world, this world they created, is because of our bad karma. It's the result. The result of our good karma is we have this Krishna consciousness. All of us is here today by the mercy of our Guru Maharaj, by the mercy of Prabhupada, by the mercy of Krishna. So it's very simple. Here, this is a spiritual atmosphere. You feel completely safe in the hands of Krishna. If you walk into a pub or somewhere like that, you don't feel safe. Anytime they can start a fight. And you just feel the eerie feeling there. People drinking, everyone there is wrong. So when you are in the temple room, your body is a temple. Your body is where Krishna is living. So if you keep your heart clean, Krishna feels comfortable. So material body is not material anymore. Because you are engaged in this body in serving Krishna. It becomes spiritual. Just like this microphone. And the iPhone. And your car. Everything, all the technology. It becomes spiritual when you engage in serving Krishna. That starts with your own body. Own mind. Our body and our mind is a vehicle to serve Krishna. You live in very far away, in Point Cook, somewhere like that, and you want to get to the temple, you get in a vehicle to come here on time. So your vehicle becomes spiritual because you're going to the temple. If you're going somewhere else, then you have to take karma for that. So we are releasing ourselves from karma. We are bound up in the material world through the karma. So the spiritual master, they untie you. When we take initiation, the spiritual master is untying you. You're making the commitment to serve Krishna. We have to make commitment to serve Krishna. Don't come to the temple, oh, Bhagwanji, oh, you know, please take care of me, please, you know, give me good health and wife and children and good husband, please, you know. Krishna is already doing that. We don't need to pray to Krishna for these things. By His mercy, we are able to breathe. By His mercy, we are able to walk. By His mercy, we can digest our food. Isn't it? So, you can pray to Krishna for bhakti. Krishna said, you can know me through bhakti. So when we have the spiritual taste for chanting Hare Krishna, ruchi,
taste.
Just like when you cook, you put salt, a little bit, if it's some, if it's sweet, you put sugar. Just increase the taste.
So we can increase the palatable, the taste, ruchi, by developing that taste for chanting. You come here every day, everything is good, and you go away. But you need to work on how to develop that taste, deeper down, deep down. Otherwise, just on the surface. You need deep down, experience that happiness through service, devotional service. Like you come to temple, do some service. Go in the kitchen, cut the vegetables, clean the floor, sweep the floor. Do some service. Chaita darpana marjanam. Our heart can be cleansed by chanting Hare Krishna. Enthusiastically. Hare Krishna, yeah. I've done it before. I'm just doing a little bit today. Hare Krishna. And scratching and taking seriously. Full heartedly with devotion. Express your devotion through hard working. Just like you work hard, very hard, to maintain your family. Even if you live in Australia, it's not an easy place. It looks nice, but everybody has to work really hard. Pay the tax. In India, you can somehow go around it. You know, I'm giving it to the mandir, so tax deductible. And show the receipt or something. In India, it's all cheating. But here, it's all full on. You have to have a degree, they don't give you a job. I remember talking to one Mataji. She sold her home in Fiji, and she's here, and she has to pass this exam, that exam, to find. It was not easy for her. So, it is so full of difficult for her. So, I told her, you just chant Hare Krishna. You come to associate. You pray to Krishna. Not to the demigod. You pray to Krishna and he'll help you. And she said, if I find a job, I will listen to your word and I'll come to temple, become your devotee. I said, if you have that intention, you will find a job. And this is only a few days ago. So maybe she will find a job and then we'll have a new devotee here. Jai. So material world is a two thing, like I said before, divine and demoniac. When you turn away from Krishna, it glides you down to the demoniac. Demoniac doesn't mean you have two teeth going out and you have a horn in your head. Demoniac means you could be dressed nicely, polished animals, wear short and tie, but you're a big demon. Because he doesn't believe in Krishna. I remember we were going on a book distribution and the guy, and he took the book from me and then threw it way behind into the forest. I was in a car park. So I told my friend, this is a long time ago, we are really rough. I told my friend, the Australian friend, he said, this guy, he took the book and he threw it. And so he's a tall devotee, Australian guy, very strong. So he went over to him, and he had a suit and tie. I said, don't, whatever you do, don't hurt him. He took his tie, like he pulled it, and his neck was getting choked. I said, wow, I didn't know that. Next time I'll pull the tie. He choked him. He goes, ah. She said, don't ever you throw our books into the forest. You have respect. And then, so, the world is full of, they don't appreciate what is good for them. So we can preach to these people in a way that's palatable, in a way they'll appreciate. Just like just day before yesterday, they made sweet rice. So good sweet rice. But how much can you drink? One cup, two cups, it's so sweet. So half of it end up in the cool room. So if you find sweet rice tonight, means it's coming from the other day. But you can drink it every day. Yeah, so sweet. So if I went in there, some naughty kid like, so we don't have any naughty kids here, because they are so Krishna conscious. You go in the kitchen and put sand inside, in the sweet rice. You're not going to be able to enjoy it anymore. Because sweet rice, if you're drinking, oh, what a child, I mean, saffron in it, and it's so delicious. And then you go, sand. You don't enjoy it. So if you, Krishna consciousness is full of joy, that taste is in the holy name. If you don't enjoy that Krishna consciousness, you will taste sour to you. Just, it's not only on the surface. It's deep down, there's that enjoyment is there, full of happiness. That's what the Bhagavatam is always telling us about. That joy of happiness, the spiritual happiness, is what we need to dive into. Dive into the love of happiness for Krishna. That's Krishna consciousness. Spiritual happiness. That you don't get it from this material body. How much enjoyment can you do materially? As you're getting older, we cannot eat much anymore. I regret that. I wish I was younger. I could eat more chapati, more pizza, more everything. But I can't. Body is falling apart. And you get 70, 60, 70, 80. So Krishna created this system so at least towards the end of our life, we can recognize it's time for me to serve Bhagavan, serve Krishna peacefully. No more jumping around. Peacefully, Shanti, Chana, Hare Krishna. Don't tell me not jumping around. But I can jump around till I die. The day I can't jump around anymore, it's time to go. But the thing is, we need to relish that Krishna consciousness from the deep of our heart. Find that pleasure. It's already sitting in you. Krishna consciousness, the happiness, we are born with it. But we are looking elsewhere. This Mataji, that Prabhu, this, that. We are looking elsewhere. Happiness is already, the spiritual happiness is so much more like this. Yeah, I do yoga, so it can go a little bit back. Spiritual happiness. Oh, full of happiness. I can't begin to even explain it. Ocean of happiness. Reservoir of our pleasure. This is a book called Reservoir of Pleasure. Reservoirs. Like there's a frog. Frog in the well said, oh, haven't you? I mean, this is my big well. I'm so happy here. Big well here. And so another frog said, no, there's an ocean there. Ocean. He said, what ocean? This is the biggest well. Everybody knows well is it's not big. So he said, you come out, I can show you the ocean. So big. He said, no, I'm there's no ocean here. This is the well. This is the biggest ever. So he was going, you know, the frog, their throat comes out when they croaks. And the throat was coming out like this, and he exploded. Died. So we don't have the information of that happiness, this ocean of happiness out there. Not out there, here. So the joy of Krishna consciousness is like the ocean of happiness. We're thinking, no, my little well, no, I got it all here. You know, my little family and my expansion, they're both a chop. I'm going to live here forever and then build yourself a home. And no. You need to come out of your well. That well of ignorance, of your home, your children, that you think so much is yours. Not going to be forever. But ignorance means what? When we think, this is all mine. I need my mind. Ahankara. So, the whole process of Krishna consciousness, wake up from this ignorance. We are deep in the ignorance forever. Life of life. Life after life. Millions of births, we are stuck in this body, in different bodies, in ignorance. So the whole process of Krishna consciousness is to wake up in this human form of life. Human form of life is the time when we come out of the cycle of birth and death. Like a bird in the cage. They're stuck inside, the bird. Beautiful bird in the cage, very colorful, you know, cockatoo. You know, Australia, you put it in the cage, they hang it, cheep, 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 cheep all day. And you like the sound. But the bird is stuck. So similarly, we are stuck in our body. And all we are doing is to feed the body, the cage. Where you're forgetting to feed the soul. The whole process of Krishna consciousness is to waken the soul. The soul process. Feeding the soul through chanting Hare Krishna, associated devotees. Coming to the mandir. Running to go to the mandir. You don't have to run anymore. Because now you have a car. I didn't get here right on time, like when I left 4 o'clock. I'm here by 4:30 because you're coming by car. You're here. And it's so wonderful. So, take up this Krishna consciousness coming out of this well of ignorance. Om Agnati Varandasya Gnanjana Salakaya Chakshurun Mitam Jena Dasmaya Sri Gurave Namaha. By the mercy of Guru, by the mercy of Krishna, we're now able to uncover that ignorance. Clear away the path. Like I said before, you want to swim across a raging river or any river, then there's all these weeds. You clear it away and smooth swimming across to the other side. If you are a good swimmer, then it becomes easier. So similarly, we are swimming to Krishna consciousness. We are all swimming to back to Godhead. We are on the way. The path is being cleared already. So when you put material desire for this, that desire, it's simply blocking that path. You're blocking the path to bhakti, getting the love. So if you're starting from 0 and 1 and then a 2, 3, 10, then you take initiation, you're right up here, very close. Then you go back down and you have to start over again. Imagine coming back here again in the material world, next life. You know, the world's getting worse and worse. That's why they have so much, not only devotees, everybody's worried. Not enough rain, and climate problems, climate change, and all this, they're talking about it, everyone. So coming back here again, we don't care wherever we go. We don't care, as long as we can be Krishna conscious. Hare Krishna. So, we want to be Krishna conscious no matter where you go. But our choice should be, first choice should be, to go back to Godhead. Oh no, I'm going to come back here and deliver. No, go back first. Let Krishna decide that. We have the golden opportunity. You go back to Godhead, everybody is devotee. You don't have a chance to go on Harinam. You can go Harinam, but they're all chanting Hare Krishna. You see the difference? You go to Vaikuntha, Bhagavan Pasjana, everybody is devotee there. They don't, it's our Prabhu here. They don't want to eat. I'm happy chanting. I don't want to eat because they're satisfied. So here it's so interesting. We can go Harinam, we can chant Hare Krishna, and we can, there are non-devotees can preach too. So this is a extra service. Here the temple gets, like yesterday, you walk in the kitchen, even here, full of sticky from sugar. That's why they have to get you out so they can clean it. And they need buckets of water to clean, like Gundicha can clean it. So there was so much cleaning to do. But in spiritual worlds, all there is no dirt there. So where is the service? So enjoy the service we have today, here. They said, Prabhu, can you cook? You should be said, yes, I will. Because this is the way to develop the taste for Krishna consciousness. The enthusiasm. I got to do this, I got to do that, I got to take care. You're whinging too much and complaining. Just get into the habit of developing the taste for service. What takes our desire away, sense enjoyment, is when we can develop the taste for serving Krishna, taste for chanting Hare Krishna, taste for dancing for Krishna, taste for doing anything to serve Krishna. That taste is what brings us up from this material enjoyment, sense enjoyment. Sense enjoyment is stuck in us. We are stuck with it, the body. Because body is, omanganati, body, we are born in ignorance. We're full of it. So the way to come out of that, full-heartedly, full enthusiasm, chant Hare Krishna. I seen somebody here the other day. He was having a very good sleep. I said, Prabhu, you got to bring a pillow with you next time, and a bedding. So I woke him up. He said, oh, thank you so much for waking up. I said, go around, you'll feel better. So when you don't take shelter of Krishna, when you don't pay attention to chanting Hare Krishna, the ignorance will get you. Maya will get you. Japatiya dhare. There's a song. Quack, quack, quack. The snake will get you. The snake of Maya. Yeah. Don't make too much sound. Material sound. Get over with it. Develop the taste for chanting Hare Krishna. Utsaha nishaya dayat. With enthusiasm. You are pretty enthusiastic about material life. So Krishna says, Bhakti amam avijnati. Through bhakti you can know me. What is that bhakti? It's not simply on the surface. You have to get into it. You have to develop through hard work. Devotional service. So that's probably last night, I went in the kitchen and he was cleaning. Everywhere there's just one massive sugar everywhere. It's just like sticky floor. And So yes, everywhere you need a lot of water cleaning. And the water was turning black from all the stickiness in the ground. And I told the Prabhu, in our early days, we used to say, anybody want to progress in Krishna consciousness, we throw them in the kitchen. He said, clean the pot. This is the way to clean your heart. Develop. Taste. Develop for taste for Chaitanya Hare Krishna through your service. He said, you're right, Prabhu. So he goes, drink more bucket of water. I said, not too much water because the world is a shortage of water. But more cleaning and just adjust. And then I said, down there under the bread pan, this all there they have sometimes they forget to clean. And the dirt was coming out. And they took a squeezy, pulling it out. So our heart like that. In the back of the corner of our heart, there's all this dust sitting there. Back of our mind. You were chanting Hare Krishna here or Hare Bol, Hare Krishna, everything. But somewhere back in the heart, in the back of our mind, there's desire. Ah, garbi chalo, jaldi. You know, we have something else to do. This and that. There's always some desire lingering. So you have to be conscious. Krishna consciousness means to check yourself. Why you come to association of devotees? Because we can check each other. Oh, Prabhu, you're sleeping. You're not doing. Accept it. They're correcting us so we can be a better devotee for Krishna. Then at home, the mothers will not tell you. Go and get more money. Work harder. You know, they're not going to tell you, go to the temple, chant Hare Krishna nicely. Maybe they do if they're good Mataji, good devotee. But generally speaking, if you are a good worker, you can get money, that's why they check you or you're healthy. In China, if the guys want to get married, they have to go to the hospital and get a certificate. They check your body, if you're strong enough, you're healthy, your body's working well, then they give you a certificate. And then you can. And the girl also want to see that. This is how they do. Because they don't want to, the government don't want some guy cannot take care of their family and they're sick, so that it becomes a burden on the country. So they want to make sure the man is strong. So, spiritually we are checking how Krishna conscious you are. The wife and husband, they each other, they make sure they are Krishna conscious. I remember this one Prabhu, I think it was Hidananda Maharaj, he got married and he didn't want to. So then he was preaching to his wife all night, reading Bhagavatam to her. And she said, get the hell, and I don't want to marry you. You're too Krishna conscious. That's what he wanted. He wanted to be thrown out so he can go and take sannyas. But if you are Krishna conscious, there's nothing wrong with that. Because both of you together serving Krishna, that's so much more fun. Okay, so don't mix your work with Krishna. So even your work you do for is to maintain the family so you can be healthy, so you can serve Krishna. That should be the motive, that's all. Not you can be strong so you can enjoy more. Enjoyment is not there in the material world. We all get old. They're like, one Mataji saw me when I was 16 year old, full of vigor and more, you know, you all know how you look. Then 30 years later she saw me, she said, oh, you look old now. I said, oh, what's wrong with that? You look old lady now. Also, I had to tell her off, you know, because when we see each other maturely, we identify. But we're not this body. That's the first philosophy, we're not this body. We are a spirit soul. But how much do we actually understand that? We said, oh yeah, we're not this body. Next minute you think you're a body. So we have to actually realize that we're not this body. Like the pig. The Indra, you know Indra? He was the king of heaven. King of heaven. He had all the money, all the women. So he was cursed to take a birth as a pig here in the material world. So there was no king up there. So all the demigods said, bring him back. So they all came down. Brahma with forehead said, Indra, please come up. He said, sorry, no, I'm enjoying here. I'm happy here. All the family, pig family, he was pretty happy down there with that. And smearing himself with all the dust and dirt and mud. He said, I'm enjoying very much here. He didn't want to come down, come up into heaven. He said, oh, I'm so much more happy here than in heaven. So we do not know there's so much happiness in the spiritual world. We think we have this happiness here a little bit. We don't have the information that spiritual happiness. That's what we always engross in ignorance. So the spiritual master tells us to come up, untie our hand. That's the initiation. Constantly devotees telling us, rise above the mode of ignorance. Rise above this material world. Look to the light. Look upwards. Look, don't look down. So the whole spiritual atmosphere is to make us more Krishna conscious. Uplift our consciousness. Become Krishna conscious. Hare Krishna. So this is a very wonderful topic, because this is going to be like this throughout this chapter. This is a story of King Puranjana. So, I mean, we need to hear again and again, because something that's important needs to be told many times. And we are so attached to this body, engrossed in this body. We need to be told so many times. Bhagavatam is telling us, that's why. Wake up, wake up. That's why it says so many times. Similar things, every purport. Prabhupada's mercy, we can hear it again and again. Devotee's mercy, we can hear it again and again. That's what devotee means, danda. They beat you with the stick. Wake up! Yeah. You don't beat me enough. So I get all the glories all the time. Ah, Prabhu, you're so good. Yeah. Prabhupada is up with all this. I don't want to hear it. Beat me with the stick. I accept it. Yeah, so the guru means heavy. One who tells us the truth. Like we go to India on the way to Mayapur, there's buffalo on the road. You know, buffaloes are sleeping on the road. And you go in a Tata Sumo. You know, in a Tata Sumo, an Indian vehicle. Beep, beep, doesn't get up. I'm enjoying here very... The road is warm and it's very concrete. So you have to get up, come out and beat the thing with a stick. And then you get up. So we are in ignorance, thick-headed ignorance. We don't get up. So the Vaishnavas, the devotees, your Guru Maharaj, they have to beat you with a stick. Luckily they don't. They're too nice to you. Srila Prabhupada sometimes beat you with a stick. And I got beaten by a stick, but foreigners, not Prabhupada. So if you tell me, I'll beat you with a stick, but I'll be making enemies. So at least listen to the Bhagavatam, what the Bhagavatam is telling us. Very nicely telling us. So listen to the words of your Guru Maharaj. Listen to the words of Krishna. The words of Guru, they're like a knife. Cut like a knife. Sometimes go in the kitchen to cut the vegetables, the knife not cutting, because it's become dull. So we need to be like the sharp knife. Cut the ignorance that's so thick. Yeah, the knife is not cutting because it's so deep rooted. The desire is so deep rooted. There was a Mataji here. She's not here anymore. She asked me one day, "Can you come to my home? I need to cut this tree." I said, "Why you choose me?" "Because you are strong." I said, "Okay." So I went down this road avenue, and the tree was not so big, but it's really heavy. And so I was sweating. And she had this. Kiabala, karat. So, and not even axe. I said, it's very tough to cut it, and it's very thick wood. Took me about 40 minutes to cut that one wood. I was sweating. And after she thanked me like anything, and she gave me, she said, "You can climb this fig tree and get all the figs you want." I said, "I brought a temple and made fig jam for the Radhavalva." So, we are so thick, the desires like those branch of a tree, very hard. So the Guru Maharaj, the Vaishnavas, they're like the axe. The axe has to be sharp. You need to cut it, and it becomes easy after that. Okay. So make sense, this verse? Yeah. We don't get too graphic, but we can be more philosophical, make you understand. But you know what you mean, what I'm talking about. Hare Krishna. No questions? Srila Prabhupada, please. Yeah. Yeah, you have a question. Sorry.
When you were saying about being enthusiastic and everything. Yeah. Being enthusiastic. So, as long as we are in the temple, we feel that enthusiastic and in our mind. But once we step out of the temple, we go outside to the home or where, it won't feel like that. So how do we maintain that?
That is the thing. That is the test. We are enthusiastic, but enthusiastic just doesn't come. We have to realize why we are doing it, what we are doing it, for who. Then is more deeper understanding. Then when you go out, it's not shallow anymore, because we have the understanding. And that not only comes from understanding, but also by the mercy of Krishna, by praying to Krishna, by chanting Hare Krishna deeply. Attached to Krishna means through understanding. Because sometimes we see the deity, we think they're just a doll. But when we understand from... Also, to increase our faith, we need the mercy of the Guru. This is why we also, Sadhu, please bless me. So sometimes that blessing of a Sadhu, we become more easier to understand. We can develop it. It's not in our own. We have to put the effort, but also pray to the Krishna, pray to the Vaishnavas. So when you go out, we can be strong. See, there's many ways. Okay. Yes?
Prabhu, philosophically, what you mentioned is correct, you know, accept the ignorance. But sometimes, when you talk to the devotees, if you are honest, you don't question about that. They are very, if I try to be very nice and appreciate people, then they think that the thing is right, they don't stop talking. So,
no, everything. I understand. Now, everything we do, there's a way to do things. Just like we have the temple management. They say it very nicely. They have a meeting. So everything we do, there's a system. So if I tell you, hey Prabhu, you rascal, but you can smile and say in a nice way, oh Prabhu, it's not the way. I'll give you an example. There was a Mataji in a temple, American Mataji, in India, early days. So she was chanting, wearing a sari and covered the hair. Another Indian Mataji came, hair going everywhere and short, like a movie star, Indian Mataji. So she came over to her. She said, Hare Krishna, very nicely. And she's from America. And so she said, oh, Mataji. And I mean, Indian ladies there don't even say Mataji. They said, madam or something else. So I said, Mataji, this is the temple, and we have so many brahmacharis, and very sweetly, very smiling. And, you know, please, can you cover your hair? And she did it. She covered, yeah, yes. She didn't have a mask, just come kind of something, choli or something, put it over. That Mataji was touched by her, how she has told her. Years later, she became a devotee, and she told me this Mataji, so I knew them all, in my book. So sometimes the way we express ourselves to others, the way we say it, or we instruction can be, there she was impressed. But not always, some people may not like it. So some people, you have to be heavy. Another example, Jayapataka Maharaj. You all have, you know Jayapataka Maharaj, one of your disciple of his. So one time, there was a festival in the temple, like yesterday, and there's all this banana tree. In India, they put banana tree to decorate. So we are cleaning the temple. So I was throwing down the banana tree. And so Japataka Maharaj was very angry. So he took me inside, and he said, he could have, you know, beat me with a stick. He said, you know, this is not the way. Creating disturbance in the temple and all this noise and everything. So he preached to me for half an hour, and I accepted it. So, and I've seen him, someone else, he was beating him, like, with a stick. He wasn't beating, he told them to beat. So they liked it because they want beating, but I didn't like the beating. If he beat me, I would have make a gang and make more problem. So sometimes you have to know what the situation is, how will they accept it. So accordingly. So preaching means, if you tell someone something in a nice way, people can accept it easily, for sure. So instruction, sweet or sugar-coated. But you have to know the technique of preaching Krishna consciousness. Yesterday they recorded me, they're going to be in a film, in a room. This is all about the Bhagavad Gita reading. They're going to emphasize it around ISKCON. So I told, this is a technique. We're not going to tell them, people like psychic reading and stuff. It's nothing like that. It's all about from the how to become a devotee, from Bhagavad Gita. And they are impressed. So I told them, this is a way to preach Krishna consciousness. Everybody that I spoke to in the card reading, they went away very happy. So you have to know how to do it. You don't tell them, oh, if you don't serve Krishna, you're in Maya, you go to hell, like the Christians. And you go to hell, you never come back up again. You're going to be on your own. No one will listen to you. So we have to preach in a way that is sweet. And they accept it. Like in Melbourne Temple, everybody, we are giving you Krishna. And I see so many of you. So we have to know the technique of preaching, how to do it. Okay. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, all the Vaishnava devotees ki jai.